To pull out the Bibles that are in your pew, you're welcome to. I'm going to share with you from my translation, but we're going to jump into Matthew this morning because I know this is such a wonderful Sunday, and we were talking about Bible heroes throughout the week and throughout the last couple of Sundays, and we were going to talk about Abraham this morning, but you know what? Abraham's had his shot, okay? So this morning, one of the things that I kept thinking as I was hearing the children talk and rustle and laugh and have fun, and I know there are churches where sometimes they get shushed and told to be reverent and sit in their place, and that's not here. Because we love the children, and we try our best to embody what Jesus told us about the children. And so I'm going to share with you from Matthew, it's Matthew chapter 19, we're going to start with verse 13 and 14. It says, some people brought children to Jesus so that he would place his hands on them and pray. But the disciples scolded them and said, allow the children. Allow the children to come to me. Don't forbid them, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Then he blessed the children and went away from there. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Absolutely. So this morning, as I was listening to them rustle and roll and have fun, and just what a joy it is to have that noise in our sanctuary, to have these wonderful people in our sanctuary, and what a good thing it was to have them running all over the church, I told them to leave all the decorations up so that you could see what a wonderful time they had and what a wonderful thing it was that our volunteers and everybody put on and how appreciative we are. But I was reminded this morning of the spirit of the kids and how we learn so much from them. And I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but sometimes out of the mouths of babes come the most profound things. Sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they're repeating things you said that you wish they wouldn't in that moment, right? Absolutely. We've all been there. Just this yesterday, a volunteer told me that my son Beckett was running to get one or to get both of the last two popcorns, right? Because he has the heart of Jesus. There were two left. He's taking them, okay? But he was going to give one to his brother Zeke, right? And then our four-year-old daughter Scotty was also there, and somebody stopped him and said, Beckett, are you going to give one of those boxes to Scotty? And he said, no, she's a strong, independent woman. Yeah. Got you this morning, buddy. Yeah. Out of the mouth of babes, right? I remember, again, one of my children being in class, and I've shared this story before, but for those who haven't heard, he was in class, and he came home from school. I shared a couple of weeks ago, I believe, and I said, did you make any new friends? Do you know anybody in your class? And he said, no, I didn't know anybody in my class, but yeah, we're all friends. And I said, well, which one is it? Do you know the people in your class, or are you friends? And he said, well, I'm their friend already. They just don't know it yet. Right? I mean, isn't that the heart of God? You see, in these children, we see the heart of God. We see joy and fun, and I see in these kids all of these things. So, students, can y'all help me? Kids, can you help me? What does this first one say? God's heroes have heart. God's heroes have courage. God's heroes have power. God's heroes have
wisdom.
And God's heroes have hope. Now, I want to tell you, church, and I want the children to hear it this morning, I see all of these things in these children. The ones who are mine, the ones who are here each and every week, the ones who we've never seen before, the ones who just wandered up and we don't know where their parents are. I see this in all of them. Heart and hope and power and wisdom and courage. We see it in them. And sometimes as adults, it slips away. Sometimes we forget and we get shrouded in our confidence and arrogance, and we begin to think that we've got it all figured out. But Jesus says, let the children come to me, and that the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. The church belongs to such as these. Our volunteers and pastor and all of us belongs to such as these. And at the heart of our church, we believe that. And I'm so glad that we have this week where we get to embody that. I'm so glad that we have our wonderful leaders and volunteers and everybody that put everything into it. And when we're getting ready to repaint a hallway or to redo the stairs or whatever it is, we remember weeks like this when having a safe place to be the church is a safe place to love children, to teach them about God, to learn from them, right? It is a wonderful thing to be a community of faith. And we were reminded of that during weeks like this. And I hope that we carry that with us all of the time, right? You know, sometimes we go to places and the children are swept away and they're taken somewhere else, and then we sit and worship. And don't get me wrong, there are Sundays where that's what I want too with mine, right? But we believe that we want kids to be able to see worship, right? We want them to see that God loves them, that they're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses that love them too, and that they get to have fun with each other, and that church isn't a scary, shushy, judgy place. If it is, it shouldn't be a church. They should just get rid of it. Because church should be a place where there's laughter of children and rustling and noises and all of the things that come along with it, because they signify the beauty in the heart of God. So we want to be a church, and I believe that we are, that lets the children come to us in the model of Jesus, and then we bless them and we send them on their way. Now, the blessing that I'm going to give you this morning before our volunteers, have they stopped counting out there? No? I'm sure I lost. Okay. I'm sure of it, and I hope so. That sounds like fun. The blessing I'm going to give you this morning is 15 extra minutes. We're going to get out of here earlier. Say, thank God. Thank God. Tell your neighbor, he never does this. Yeah, all right. So I'm going to invite you to go ahead and stand. I'm going to invite Miss Kathy up for our...